600 people are registered for the Minnesota-Wisconsin Invasive Species Conference. Minnesota Sea Grant Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator Doug Jensen says the two states have to work together to be effective.
Invasive species know no borders. There's so many different pathways for the introduction of these species, both terrestrial and aquatics. Talk about the movement of firewood, or the movement of recreational boats, or the release of unwanted fish by aquarius and water gardeners. Those are the types of pathways that we're seeking to try to address.
Tom Boos is the invasive plant coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He says sharing resources between the two states in a time of budget cuts is just smart. It's cheaper to keep invasives out than to deal with them once they've arrived.
The priority is definitely on those species that aren't here yet, keeping them out, and I think the Asian carp is the perfect example, and emerald ash borer was the perfect example prior to it being found here. It's really critical to know what is coming and figuring out ways of how to stop it.
Also at the top of the invasive list is the fish-killing virus VHS and the Asian longhorn beetle, similar to the emerald ash borer and currently residing in trees in Chicago. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.